Okay, I'd like to turn the microphone over now once again to the aide to the city manager of Dayton, Ohio, and a friend of Bluegrass for a long time, Mr. Fred Bartenstein.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I have a very special presentation to make this evening. There's a lot of different awards and commendations an American can get. If you're in the armed services, you can get the Distinguished Flying Cross or the Purple Heart. And anywhere in America, if you serve in the right armed service, you can get that. But there's a very special award for people who are born in Kentucky, because being from Kentucky, life often is one big battle. And there's a very special Kentuckian amongst us today. Actually, there's a lot of Kentuckians here. Kentucky is the bluegrass state. It's where bluegrass music got its name, through Bill Monroe. And there is one award, though, that every Kentuckian covets. It's an award that you get for bringing honor to the state of Kentucky. And one of the reasons I haven't been out here too much this weekend is I've been involved in some high-level political negotiations. Red Allen from Pigeon Roost Hollow, Kentucky, has obviously brought a lot of honor to the state down through the years, but there's been a little political wrangle in the Kentucky State Legislature. All of the congressmen from Hazard and Harlan County were lobbying for Red to be given this award, which is something that the people from the uptown places in Kentucky around Louisville and Lexington were fighting, and finally the governor of Kentucky, Julian Carroll, entered into it, and last night there were long negotiations into the night, and we bargained and got it straightened out, and today, with one special condition, we have arranged for Red Allen to become the Honorable Red Allen, and to wear in proud glory the honor that he's brought to the state of Kentucky. The one condition, however, that Governor Carroll had to allow in order for Lexington and Louisville to go along with it was that if Red Allen accepted this commission and became the Honorable Red Allen, he would have to promise not to enter the state of Kentucky for 10 years. Red said that wouldn't be any problem because they wouldn't let him back anyway. I would like Red Allen and Nancy Talbot to come out, and I would like Nancy Talbot to read to you direct from Governor Carroll's office by his private jet that arrived this morning, the commission from the Commonwealth of Kentucky for the Honorable Red Allen. Ms. Talbot, if you would, please.
Thank you, Ms. Bartenstein. Commonwealth of Kentucky, Julian M. Carroll, Governor. To all to whom these presents shall come, greeting. Know ye that the Honorable Red Allen from Dayton, Ohio, is commissioned a Kentucky colonel. I hereby confer this honor with all these rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereunto appertaining. Red Allen, a Kentucky colonel.
Thank you.
Raise your right hand.
Thank you so much. Turn up a little bit. Did they send any money with it?
No, we had to pay for it.
Well, I really appreciate that.
Am I on or
am I not on? Okay. That's the first thing they've given me since I left there except a ticket to get out of town on. That's all right. Okay, let's bring the Kentuckians on. Give them a nice hand. Kind of wore it up here a little bit. This don't cost anything extra.